Gaza City. Anas Al-Sharif, one of Al Jazeera's most recognizable journalists in Gaza and a veteran frontline correspondent, was killed late Sunday along with four colleagues when an Israeli airstrike hit a tent for reporters outside Al-Shifa Hospital. The strike, which killed seven people in total, has sparked global outrage and renewed accusations that Israel is systematically targeting journalists covering the war. Al Jazeera confirmed the deaths of correspondent Mohammed Kreka and cameraman Ibrahim Zar, Mohammed Nufal, and Momin Aliwa alongside Anas Al-Sharif. The Israel Defense Force, IDF, admitted to the strike, alleging that Al-Sharif was head of a terrorist cell in the Hamas organization and involved in planning rocket attacks. It claimed intelligence documents from Gaza supported the assertion. Rights advocates and press freedom groups swiftly rejected the claims, noting the absence of verifiable evidence and pointing to a pattern of what they called smear tactics against journalists. The Committee to Protect Journalists, CPJ, condemned the attack with regional director Sarah Kuda stating that Israel's pattern of labeling journalists as militants without credible evidence raises serious questions about its intent and respect for press freedom. Journalists are civilians and must never be targeted. Al-Sharif, 28, had been repeatedly threatened by Israeli officials in recent months. In July, he told the CPJ that he lived with the feeling that he could be bombed and martyred at any moment. Just last month, Israeli military spokesperson Avichai Adraei publicly accused him of belonging to Hamas armed wing. Despite losing his father in an Israeli strike on their Jabalia refugee camp home in December 2023, Al-Sharif refused to leave northern Gaza, vowing to continue reporting, without distortion or falsification. Moments before the airstrike, Al-Sharif posted on X, breaking. Intense, concentrated Israeli bombardment using fire belts is hitting the eastern and southern areas of Gaza City. In a message scheduled to be posted after his death, he wrote of enduring pain in all its details, but never hesitating to convey the truth. He condemned those who stayed silent in the face of Gaza's suffering. He leaves behind his wife and two young children. The attack is the latest in a string of killings of Al Jazeera journalists and their families. In recent months, Israel has killed Hassam Shabbat in March, Ismail Al-Ghul and cameraman Rami Al-Rifai in August, and the family members of chief correspondent Wael Al-Dado in October 2023. Since the war began on October 7, 2023, Gaza's government media office says 237 journalists have been killed, while CPJ records at least 186. Israel has barred foreign journalists from entering Gaza and denies deliberately targeting media workers.